hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Double talk.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Tuesday edition of the National Intel Report coming to you live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this 12th day of February 2008. And if this is Tuesday, this is Bob Chapman Day. Along with Bob Chapman will be Robbie Noel joining us in the first hour. We kind of give Robbie the break to answer the phones and then turn around and do his own show. Flip side, 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday on this network. Well, folks, I am in a total amazement. The stimulus package that George Bush is offering. Now, folks, I want you to think about something. You're going to receive $800. You're up to your eyeballs in credit card debt. Are you going to spend that in consumer items, or consumable items is what I tried to say, such as food, gasoline, things of that nature, or are you going to take that money and throw it at your existing debt, maybe to give you a month's breath from the credit card debt? You know that statement that comes in every month to your house. Some of you are lucky. You only got a couple $100 a month that you've got to pay. Some people are $800,000. And the stimulus package, if you're in trouble with your mortgage, $800. Most mortgages that I know that people hold, $800 and 50 cents will buy you a cup of coffee, but that might make half your mortgage payment. It is an absolute slap in the face because you're financing this. And this is a bailout for the credit card companies and the banks. It's not a bailout. It's not a stimulus package. It's a backdoor device to put the money back into the coffers from the people that shouldn't even be in business in this country in the first place. Strange times to watch politicians put Band-Aids on an economy that is just gushing at the jugular every single day. We're going to cover a lot of different issues in this program today, so strap in, folks. We'll have Bob Chapman coming up with Mr. Robbie Noel. By the way, I'm going to blow the whistle on Robbie here. I did something. Maybe I shouldn't say this. Oh, what the heck. I made him some cards for Republic Broadcasting Network, and I spelled his name R-O-B-B-I-E. It didn't dawn on me that that is the female. How many females have you ever known that were named Robbie anyhow? So I just figured it was, I remember when I was a kid, I had a little toy called Robbie the Robot. And I think they spelled it R-O-B-B-I-E, and the doggone thing looked kind of masculine to me. It didn't look feminine. Anyhow, I just have to twist his crank a little bit before he comes up on air. Twist that tail just a little bit. Robbie is one of my favorite people, folks. And I'll tell you what, it's a pleasure. I've heard from so many people that is such a pleasure doing business with RTG and Robbie Noel that they just want to keep coming back. Not because we have the lowest prices in gold and silver, but because they like the guy so much. He's an honest guy. And he'll tell you straight out of the chute whether a deal is good, deal or no deal. We'll take this break, be back on the other side with the venerable Mr. Chapman and Mr. Noel on this edition of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. Strap in, folks. We'll be back in three.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are here, folks. Mr. Robert Chapman is here. Are you here, Mr. Chapman?
No, I am not.
Well, let's see if Robbie Noel isn't here either.
Oh, yeah, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
That's R-O-B-B-I-E.
How are you doing, Bob?
Robbie said hi, Bob. Can you hear him?
Your buddies this weekend.
Oh, great.
All your buddies.
You're a little faint, if you could...
Robbie, where is your microphone in relation to your lips?
Even your power could go up a little if you can do it.
Okay, not a problem. We'll kick you back some more. How's that?
That's cranks, yeah. I can crank on my side, but it's best you
can go on. Okay, well, you're squeezing out on me here. Don't crank too hard. Gentlemen, are we in a recession or aren't we? I am amazed the financial shows are still asking that question.
We have been for a long time. The financial shows and all of the media never tell the truth, so I think that kind of seals it and puts it away, and that's the end of it. And the poor American public doesn't know which end is up. And more importantly, what's really disturbing is for business, with all the phony statistics that they get from government, and then the phony media and the phony stories about not being in a recession, really messes up the planning by corporations.
Well, Bob, I heard them discussing, is there a mental disconnect with the people that watch these financial shows? Because in one breath, they're talking about and posing the question, is a recession? And then they're talking about stagflation. And most folks don't even know what stagflation is. That's when people are getting laid off, you're losing your jobs, the market has a downturn, but the inflation is ever escalating. And on one hand, Bob, they'll do one segment and talk about stagflation, and the next segment, are we really in a recession? I mean, I find this astounding. And it's for even the people out there that don't know which end is up. Now, they may know the stock markets and good tips, and they might consider themselves to be a player. But I'll tell you what, you've got to be almost schizophrenic to watch these financial broadcasts in the mixed messages they're putting out.
Well, it's the antithesis of what's going on. I mean, they say one thing and do another, or they say two conflicting things that mean opposites. And yes, you're right. It confuses the people, but you know, the question is, do the people really understand in the first place?
Robbie, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
we had to do a reconnect because when you called us, it was very, very noisy, so we just reversed the call and you sound much clearer. Gentlemen, I want to talk about, by the way, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 133 points today at 12,373 and some change. And I'm watching the stock market, of course, the NASDAQ and the S&P were down today. But I pull up a BBC news story today talking about world markets losing $5.2 trillion. The headline is fears of global slowdown triggered by U.S. housing market woes wiped out 2.7 trillion pounds or $5.2 trillion off the global stock markets in January. Well, Bob and Robbie, I'm looking at the stock market. It's not reflecting in the Dow Jones.
Well, you've got to understand what happened today. And as we've often said, there is a childlike mentality on Wall Street. And today, early this morning, even discounting the bad news that Ford had declared the biggest single loss of any car manufacturer in the history, they bypassed that because Warren Buffett called into CNBC this morning and they heard what they wanted to hear from him, that he felt the market was fair value, and they spun his intention of bailing out the bond insurers, which was nothing to do with bailing out the bond insurers. What Warren Buffett actually did was call out the bond insurers to either accept his deal within 30 days or find a better deal, where he would take out the meaningful part of the bond insurer's business, leave them with some cash that they may or may not be able to cover their other obligations with collateralized debt obligations and structured investment vehicles. And it should come as no shock or surprise that at least one of the bond insurers, we don't know who, declined the offer. And the reason why they declined the offer, because if Buffett takes the muni business off their hands, they don't have enough capital to meet their other obligations, and thereby they would lose a AAA credit rating, which would cause a major problem for the banks, because then the banks would be obliged to write off who knows how many more billions of dollars. So the Dow initially rose 200 points based on just that headline: Warren Buffett bails out the bond insurers, without looking behind the scenes and seeing exactly what Warren Buffett said, and also forgetting that he mentioned that the weapons of mass destruction still embedded within the financial system. Well, that term they went over their heads as well, because that's what he refers to derivatives are.
What
he says, the derivatives are the weapons of mass destruction within the system.
Climbing up to how much? Last count, $735 trillion worldwide. Those derivatives.
Sure.
And Robbie, what would be the advantage of him going in on the bond insurers? What's in that for Mr. Buffett?
It's probably free money if you look at what they've got to do, and all they're doing is if he takes over the muni bonds, is and Bob will tell you this, it's dealing with states and locales raising money for bond issuers. It's free money. It's the most profitable side of the business, but it's not a glamorous side of the business. And all these AMBECs and these MBIAs and these bond insurers, over the last couple of years, they were also caught up in the hype from Wall Street that you've got to deliver more to the shareholders. So they were not necessarily forced, but they had to go outside their field of expertise, and they started dabbling in mortgage-backed securities, which obviously gave them a better return, which was what Wall Street was telling them to do.
And, Bob, if I read your news letter correctly this week, let me see which edition I'm looking at here. You put out numerous ones. I think we're looking at the latest one. You've got so many dates in the front of this, I can't find it. I would imagine, let me see, today's the 12th, the February 9th issue. In this, you're telling people to get the heck out of muni bonds. Why?
Well, because the insurers, the number one MBIA, and then AMBAC, number two, and then Federal, Federal Security is number three, and ACA was number four. ACA is under regulatory control. Federal has had their rating drop from AAA to AA, and AMBAC has gone from AAA to AA, and MBIA just had an enormous amount of money injected into the company, which I don't think in the final analysis is going to keep them from losing their AAA rating. Why that's important overall is that institutions, many of them, cannot hold any kind of bond unless it's AAA, which means that they would have to sell. And that has been going on to some extent. Now, what had happened in the past with these four bond insurers, as others, but these are the top four, what had happened is that they were able to, because they had a AAA rating, to give that AAA rating because they were insuring the bonds of others, and those others might have had a B or a double B or a double A or even a triple B, which is junk, and all of a sudden, because they were insured, we'll say by MBIA, that miraculously it was AAA paper and it could be bought by any institution and held. Now, if they lose their ratings, the insurance doesn't work anymore. They revert to their original state, whatever that rating was before they had this gift of AAA from doing business and being insured by, we'll say, MBIA in this case. And
yeah,
so when they lose the rating, the bonds revert. When the bonds revert, the bonds go down in value and the yield goes up. In many instances, yields have already doubled. I might interject here that some bonds do not have any insurance at all, and they just, you know, are traded and sold on their rating. Now, what's happening now, because of the loss of rating by the insurers, not MBIA, but the others, but I do think MBIA will eventually become victim, and I'll tell you why in a minute.
Now,
what happens is that when the rating is lost, they have to pay more interest. It's part of the bond contract. So if they were paying, let's say, 4%, that might jump to 5 or 6 or 7%. And that means the hospital or the county that was building a road or a town that had sold the bonds to build sewers and so on. They're all under pressure because the economy is slipping down. Their revenue is falling off. They're really up against it. They either have to raise taxes or cut spending or both. And now they get hit with this.
All right, we'll break so right here.
There's another aspect that you got to understand.
We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Bob Chapman, what governmental agencies are buying these municipal bonds? Now, we saw what happened down in Florida, where they discovered that, the people that had the pension funds and all that, they were just investing the money all over the place, and whoops, we don't know what anything's worth anymore. How many governmental agencies, counties, cities, whatever, are buying these municipal bonds?
Well, actually, they don't buy them. They sell them.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
And that's why I mentioned sewer systems, a bond for hospital equipment and extension, a bond for a county to build a new school. That's what they do. And because they don't have the ratings, they got the insurance isn't working anymore. They're paying twice as much now in interest as they did before. It's cutting into their budgets. They don't know what to do. And at the same time, get out of municipals was the original question. And the reason why you want to get out is that if you were insured by one of these parties, then you don't have any insurance anymore, and the value of your bond is probably going to go down. Now, the MBIA bonds haven't been that much affected because they've kept their rating, but the others are under pressure. You know, I ran into somebody recently who had three or four bonds, and one of them was insured by MBIA, and the other three we didn't know, and I asked for the advisor to find out who the insurer was. That was a few days ago, and hopefully they'll come back. If they weren't originally insured, they don't have as big a problem because they're running on their own original rating. But if they were insured, you know, they could go down further in value, and so that's why Muni should have been sold.
Right. You know, I mean, soon after Warren Buffett came in and made the announcement today, obviously he was followed soon after by Henry Paulson offering to freeze rates and give people who are 90-day
delinquent. A 30-day break. How ridiculous.
Yeah.
But the thing is that AMBAC, MBIA, all those stocks plunged. They were all down 15% at the close.
Well, the market interpreted it, but what the government did is they stepped into the market on the headline you mentioned by Buffett. He didn't say what they said he said, and they ran the market up on it. They do it all the time. They're criminals.
I know.
gentlemen, I want to switch gears here a little bit, but just as what you just said, the 30-day grace period, look, folks, in reality, there are people that are 6 months or more behind in their mortgage payments, and they're not being foreclosed on right now. But we're being told that, well, we're going to give the customer a break out there. This does nothing for the people that had the adjustable rate mortgage monsters straddled around their necks. This has nothing to do with people that are, due to inflation, paying more for other goods and services, having a hard time meeting the expectations of their mortgage contract. And I'm watching this stimulus package, which nobody can seem to get the numbers right. Some people are saying it's $145 million. Some people are saying it's $175 billion, rather. And the question here is, first of all, the government doesn't create anything. It's not a business. It's in the business of taking your money. It's not in a business in the truest sense that, well, they take something, they turn it at a profit. But we're expected to believe that this stimulus package, that the government has to borrow the money in the first place, going again right back to our root problem here with Guido and the international bankster gangsters. They're borrowing the money to redistribute to people, and supposedly this $800, maybe as much as $1,200 for a married couple, is somehow supposed to stimulate this economy. Now, I want people to think about this for a second. Folks, check your credit card balances. What's on your accounts? What do you have to pay every month? So the government's going to borrow money at interest to give it to you. It's a grand giveaway. To pay whom? Oh, that's right. The credit card companies. Now, are some people going to use that money to buy some food, maybe some gas for the week or two? Yeah, they probably will do that. But a majority of the stuff is going to be thrown right at the credit cards. And it probably won't put a dent in the principal of it. You're just still paying the interest on your credit card balance. So where's the stimulus here? You know, if you look...
Their theory is when the money kicks in, which apparently the checks are going to hit in May, it will be soon followed by, obviously, the effects of the rate cut. So they think that the economic stimulus, together with the rate cuts kicking in, will be enough to obviously boost the GDP in the second quarter. But
which the GDP of 70% is derived by people putting balances on their credit card. That's what 70% of our gross domestic product is measured by. Is how much more debt people are going into.
Yep.
I mean, Bob.
Look, they just singing and dancing, just trying to get. They don't want this thing to go up in a ball of smoke before the election.
So they're doing everything
in their power.
But Robbie, if you're going to do a song and dance, at least make it entertaining and not rife with idiocy. Gentlemen, we've got to take the break here, and we've got an offer for you folks today. Robbie, I didn't even ask you if you had an offer ready to go, but I assume that you do.
Yes, I do.
And we're going to talk to you about how you can get a free copy of the International Forecaster to find out exactly what a gold mine looks on printed paper. I'll explain more about that when we get back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Robbie? Robbie?
Oh, yes.
The Robert Chapman special for this Tuesday.
Well, we revert to what I still regard as the best value for gold coins is the British sovereign, and we're doing a similar package as we did last week, but it's a little cheaper. Last week's package, for those who don't remember, was 6 MS-61 $10 Libdies, 100 American Silver Eagles. That package we offered last week was $51.50. That same package today is $55.30. And so today's package, trying to keep it under $5,000, 10 British sovereigns and 100 silver eagles for $44.30. And that's inclusive of a year subscription to the International Forecaster or an extension, whichever is your choice.
Now, what we're going to offer with this is a free copy of the International Forecaster. If you call the proper number, and I hope you're doing a round ready right here, if you call Robbie at 800-691-7898 to make an inquiry about buying one of these super cheap packages, you will be blessed with a free copy of the International Forecaster. And Bob, how are we going to send this forecaster out? Is it going to be a printed copy? Is it going to be email copy or a combination of both? What's the deal?
whatever they have, it's much more convenient for people to get the email copy if they have an email address. But if they don't and they're not on the net, we will send a hard copy. And we do it immediately.
This information is time sensitive, and folks, the reason I made the statement prior to the break is this is like gold printed on paper, because information is power. If you don't know what's going on in the financial markets and you don't know which way to go, you need to be reading the International Forecaster, because this is the best hedge against the financial terrorism, Bob, and I can think of no better word, that's being unleashed on the American public, and still many of them are unsuspecting as how this game is really rigged. I keep hearing about the complexities of the markets, and, you know, it's really detail-oriented. Well, I can just boil all this down to the fractionalized reserve funny money system, and then all the things that they floated off of the usury scheme, and so much stuff is leveraged out there, folks. Nobody knows what anything is worth anymore. But I can tell you this, that what savings you have, what material goods that you own, including houses and anything else, is being devalued. The market price is going down, which is going to wreak havoc with people's tax bases, the communities and corporations that offer their services for the taxes that you pay them. You're living in inflated housing right now. And, well, don't look necessarily for a break on the taxes. They'll make that adjustment later, only after people scream en masse that, wait a minute, you've devalued my home, but you haven't lowered my taxes. Well, they don't have any plans of doing that until you screech your loudest. But, Bob, I look at this, and I look at the job markets. Let's, for instance, take what's going on in Detroit. Now, they're trying desperately here. GM, Chrysler, and Ford, they're making their buyouts. And what's behind this? Let's use GM for an example here. They got 74,000 blue-collar workers, and they're going to receive some form of buyout or retirement incentive. And what they're doing here, folks, and keep this in mind, the only thing that they're doing here by offering these buyouts is they're buying out people right now to get them out of the plants to do one thing and one thing only, hire new labor at cheaper rates. Now, I don't know how you feel about this, but I don't want to compete with some guy grinding his life away down in the slave factories in Mexico, or how about China? Folks, we had a standard of living one time that was the envy of the entire world, but now we're competing with slave labor markets out there, and the only people that are getting rich off of this deal, or really getting the benefit, are the corporations that are running this. And they're going hither and yon around the globe to find a cheaper labor markets to maintain their profits. Well, Bob, how much lower can the big three, if we can even call them that anymore, as once said that as GM goes, so does the economy? Well, what are these guys up to, and how bad a shape are they really in?
Well, I think, first of all, the movement by the automobile companies and some of the suppliers began about 1980, the internationalization and the free trade and globalization. And it took about 20 years for it to evolve, and then they seriously started production in China and India and Mexico and other places as well. And the upshot of the whole thing has been massive layoffs, which were accompanied by payoffs. Probably within 5 years, there won't be any manufacturing of vehicles of any note in the United States, and all the suppliers will be out of business for the most part. In fact, Ford last week had to shut a number of plants because a major supplier that's supplied by 5,000 different parts went bankrupt. And so this is all planned. And the carnage that you see that has hit the Midwest in particular was all planned that way. And the international transnational conglomerates simply make a lot more money by having slave labor. And they hope that they are able to sell the vehicles in the United States. Of course, I think they're going to have a hard time doing that.
Well, and I was just going to say that because, you know, they're fattening their profits by finding the cheaper ways to manufacture, cheaper labor, offshoring a bunch of stuff. But they're not concerned. I was reading on GM. It doesn't appear to me that they're that concerned about their domestic markets because, well, where they've placed themselves globally, they're making a profit. So as I see this, I mean, I'm looking at Ford. They're saying that they want to cut expenses by $5 billion by the end of the year. But 32,800 hourly employees have already been bought off last year alone at Ford to bring in that cheaper labor. This has always been the complaint of the automakers that, well, first of all, we used to make all the widgets to build our components to assemble those to make cars. And the first thing I started to see go by way of outsourcing domestically for a lot of their parts, I saw them go through that phase. Then they discovered, well, you know, we can move this offshore and get it even cheaper. But that doesn't appear to me that they even care about the American consumer, because who's going to be buying these cars? And I don't care what they're manufactured at or what their profit is. The Americans are not building the cars anymore.
Well, there's another harder price that we are paying. I mean, Forbes just came out with the worst cities in America, and guess which were the top two?
Detroit's got to be one of them.
Flint was the second.
Flint, Michigan.
And what's in Flint, Michigan?
It used to be car manufacturing.
Yeah?
Used to be.
So you can see what happens to a society when these things happen. And it doesn't look like it's going to get any better anytime soon.
Well,
it's deliberate destruction.
Yes.
It was planned this way. It just didn't happen. And the only solution to it is a Congress which would pass legislation reimposing tariffs on goods and services. These foreign countries, almost all of them, are just killing us by subsidizing their currencies or subsidizing their labor or whatever. And we stand around and put up with it as our country, our way of life, our culture is totally destroyed. They're ripping the heart out of America.
And they have no loyalty, even though that the American consumer, the buyer in this country, over the history of General Motors, Ford, Chrysler, we're the ones that built their companies. We made their cars. We made their profit for them. And they're just basically telling us that, hey, you know, we're just a transnational corporation now, and we don't give a flying whatever on a rolling donut about you.
That's right.
But
it's deliberate. They're destroying the country. And so the reason they're doing it is so that they can have people financially and economically in America and Western Europe and Canada as well on their knees so that they will accept the fascistic world government that they want to put in place.
You know, I'm looking... Oh. Go ahead, Robbie.
No, I mean, it's obviously the theory was... it's much easier to lower America's standards than lift up the standards of the rest of the world. I mean, it was the path of least resistance.
Well, I mean, hasn't it always been the complaint of companies and corporations? Well, you know, these wages. You know, we got to keep giving raises. You know, they call it COLA, you know, cost of living allowances. Folks, that's nothing but pure, unadulterated inflation on the money. In other words, it's devalued and it's worth less, so they got to pay you more. You know, we've been through this roller coaster ride in this country for so many years. And the thing that really bothers me about this is, gentlemen, that in America, we don't even understand who runs things, how they're running them, and more importantly, as you pointed out, Bob, how they're running it into the ground intentionally. And they don't know where their bread is going to, and even which side it's going to be buttered on, where the bread's going to come from next week. And you're right about Congress. We have people that are globalists in sitting in our Congress that don't give a whip about your financial status, about how much you're making, what you're having to pay out, and how much you're paying more for food. And I'll tell you something that happened last week. They made the announcement embedded in the story of the Delta Airline and Northwest merger. I don't know if it's taken place yet. But embedded into that story was, well, you know, the airlines are suffering, you know, because of high fuel costs. And in order to save weight, we're going to have to start charging you $25 if you want to check in an extra bag. And an extra bag now is any more than one. You used to be able to carry your carry-on luggage on the plane and check so many pounds of baggage for the hold so they could lose it in another city somewhere. But now they're going to charge you $25, and that's after you put up the luxury of the transportation authority specialists that can't find their backside with both hands and a fully lit room. I mean, Bob, am I going crazy, or did we just step into Orwellville?
Taxes, which are about one-seventh of the cost of the ticket. One-seventh is approximately 14%, I think. But anyway, it's in that vicinity, and that's added onto the ticket as well, never mind the charge for luggage. What'll happen here is the economy's turning down, and the next step will be less traffic going through the air, more merges. We'll end up with one or two airlines. Then they'll be re-regulated, and we'll have more fascism.
You know,
and of course, that ticket from L.A. to San Francisco won't be $400 anymore. It'll be $1,200.
You know, Bob, I report on a daily basis all the shenanigans and all the ripoffs and all the lies and all the distortions that go on every day. But it's getting to the point. Well, I have to sometimes just kick back in a chair and just scratch my head because the unbelievable is getting even more unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And why, and, you know, I'm still waiting for this this sleeping giant to awaken in this country. How much more of this insanity, unless we're all stone cold crazy and ready for 3 North in our local hospital here, how much more insanity are the American people willing to take?
Well, obviously it's endless. You talk about the corruption. And you know, you and I both report in relatively the same way. And I heard from Wall Street last week that Wall Street breathed a big sigh of relief because their main competitor had been put out of business. And that was the Gambino crime family.
Put out of business, or they just changed their name and office space?
Well, one group in Brooklyn and the other groups in the city.
And I don't know if you heard what Robbie said. He said the government hates competition. You know, same thing could be said for the drug trade. Don't step on the government's drug trade. I mean, just ask Mandy.
Ron Paul has that on his desk, by the way.
What's that, Robbie?
Don't steal from the government. They hate competition.
Yeah, I saw that in that DVD, Freedom to Fascism. I'm looking at this, you know, going back to this wonderful little stimulus package, and the only thing that's really tickling is the people in the credit card industries. You know, many Americans are overloaded with debt, and will have to use their rebate to pay down their credit card debt. A gift of $800 means tested taxpayer is really just a partial bailout of the heavily indebted consumers and credit card companies. Now, the percentage of rebate that survives debt reduction will be further drained of effect by Americans' dependency on imports. Here's some little figures for you. And, folks, I've been warning you over the years of your trance-like state when you walk into Wally World, like Walmart. Well, here's some facts for you. According to reports, 70% of goods on Walmart shelves are made in China. During 2006, Americans spent $1.8 trillion on imported goods. That's 23% of total personal consumption expenditures were spent on imports, including offshore goods. This means that between one-fifth and one-fourth of new consumption expenditures will stimulate not this economy, but foreign economies. So not only Bob and Robbie are they taking the stimulus package, borrowing it from the banks, and then throwing it around as if this is going to be of some help. And I'll tell you what, we're a country, you know, there's a reason why Reader's Digest was made in the fashion that it was. It was perfect for bathroom reading, which the average time, I think, spent in the bathroom is, what, 4.5 minutes? You know, we are a quick-fix society. We're looking for the quick fix rather than looking at the long-term solutions in this country. And I got to tell you, the only person that I have seen, whether they're running for president or running for Congress or running for the Senate or running for dog catcher, that has ever made any sense whatsoever out of this financial intricate and heavily detailed mess we find ourselves in, thanks to them, is Ron Paul. The very guy that could bring solutions to the table is the very guy that's being shunted out.
Well, that's the reason why. Because nobody wants to hear the truth. They don't want to have to deal with the reality of what we've got to do to avoid a total financial Armageddon. And I'm not papering that over too thin. We will face financial Armageddon, but the majority of the people will not wake up to the fact till after it's happened.
I want to get your predictions on that Armageddon and that meltdown, gentlemen. When we get back, we'll have to leave Robbie go after the short segment in this first hour. We're going to give him a rest and an opportunity for you to call him. You're going to love dealing with this guy at 800-691-7898, and we'll make sure that we get the Bob Chapman special in one more time.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, Collodial Silver, Olive Leaf Extract, Oregano Oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right. Gentlemen, I'm serious. I was thinking about our conversation here this hour, and I'm just sitting back and I'm scratching my head. I am wondering if there is anybody out there including my board op today, that's paying attention to anything. I mean, I just find it fascinating. And again, Robbie, if you would, before you have to part us, this is the saddest part of Tuesdays when we have to say goodbye to you.
Yes.
But before you go, what is the deal on the Bob Chapman special again, sir?
10 British sovereigns, 100 silver eagles for $4,430. And you get a free subscription to the International Forecaster or an extension.
All right.
And even if you don't have any of the above, or want any of the above, or can afford any of the above, you can still get a free copy of the International Forecaster by calling 1-800-691-7898. And if you get, unfortunately, if you get an electronic voice machine, just leave your name and your phone number, and I'll get back to you.
Please, name and phone number. And, Robbie, I appreciate you coming up on the air today, sir.
No problem, my friend.
All righty. Bob?
We will.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Robbie.
No. We'll might as well plug my show, because what's coming up on the flip side is what we are talking about. You asked about financial Armageddon, when I think it's coming. And unfortunately, I cannot do a show about the parallels of 1929 and where we are today, and statements made by Ron Paul that one of the problems we have is there's too many people out there that are too content to worry about what is coming. And so I'll draw the parallels and make the prediction. I think that nasty month of October is going to be a really bad one, because that's the month when reality sets in as to who's going to be the next president.
Well, and I have a little different take on that. Mine, I bumped up a few months. I'm calling it for the first quarter of next year because, well, we just can't have real financial in-your-face crisis, a total meltdown, when we're trying to elect the next president of the United States. So my prediction, to calm the fears of the American people, that we're going to keep bumping along this year, but in the first quarter, whoever gets the presidency of the CEO slot for the largest corporation in the world, they'll have this little morass dumped in their lap in the first quarter of next year. Bob, what do you say?
Well, first of all, the situation has been irreversible since 2002. With that said, there's no going back. They have passed the point of no return. I think that after the first quarter earnings are out, now they'll come starting mid-April into the beginning of May. They're going to be dreadful. And the earnings for this fourth quarter were poor, as was the GDP. And, of course, you know they lie about it, so it was even worse than one-half or one-sixth-tenths of 1%, which they said it was. It was probably a negative 2 or 3%. They've got to keep the stock market up. They will pour as much money as possible for as long as possible into the market.
Okay, so when we're running out of time in this segment. What's your prediction? When is this going to come apart?
It'll go over. We'll go sideways into the election. And next year, like you said, the roof will fall in.
All right. Robbie Noel, Flipside, coming up in exactly 1 hour and 1.5 minutes. The Flipside with Robbie Noel is on this network from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. And his website, which is always updated daily with important financial news, is eaglesup.com. Mr. Noel, thank you, sir.
See you, sir.
All right. All right, we'll be right back, folks. Second hour, 800-313-9443.